What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Life You Deserve podcast. Today we are tackling a topic that gets me fired up every single time I talk about it, whether that's professionally, personally, in my own head. The idea of were your dreams and aspirations prescribed to you, or were they nurtured out of you? That's the topic for today's episode. And to give a little context as to why I'm even pondering this question to begin with, we got to look inward for a second here. So as some of you may or may not know, I am a physical therapist. I went to graduate school to get my doctorate in physical therapy. And this story goes way back, all the way to undergrad and high school and even junior high school, elementary school. Ever since I was young, I would always say, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. It was one of three career choices that I was, quote unquote, allowed to have as a kid. And it's really impressive when you say that as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, or 14-year-old. People look at you as, wow, yeah, that's impressive. You really have it figured out. Like, good on you for choosing that and not something lofty and silly like an astronaut or, I don't know, an illustrator or a graphic artist. And as a child, you're not able to actually understand the weight of what you're saying, that while you're saying you want to be a doctor, you have zero idea what that actually entails, what the training looks like, what the schooling looks like, what the day-to-day experience of that looks like. And it completely skips over the question of, are you actually in love with the process of becoming a doctor, or are you just in love with the outcome of becoming a doctor? Being able to have the prestige, the title, the immediate societal and social respect that's just granted on you as a result of saying, I'm an MD. Now, I know these things now. I didn't know these things back then. And the reason that I brought up that question to begin with was because I see this trap happen over and over and over again with people I work with and people that I speak to on social media. And the trap is getting to a point in your career and wondering, why am I actually doing what I'm doing? Why am I in these specific classes in undergrad to qualify for a particular job or major? Why am I in these specific graduate school classes and pursuing this particular degree? Why am I in this field to begin with? And as someone who has walked down this path before, I think there's a lot of, I don't want to say mistakes, but lessons to learn from my experience that can help you sort of sort through and figure out what you're going through right now. So the first one, to be completely honest with you, is I was never particularly passionate or talented in the sciences. Now, I don't want that to discredit what I've accomplished, where I got to. That took a lot of hard work. And also, I have had classmates since day one in AP Bio, in chemistry, in physics, in biochem, who seemed to put in one half to three quarters of the work I did and would get two times a better grade than I would. And it never made sense to me that no matter how hard I worked, no matter how hard I tried, getting an A was not effortless at all. And in fact, it was rare. I was not an A student as it pertained to all those pre-med sciences that you had to take in undergrad. And the funny part is that in all my non-science classes, my classes on sociology, social psychology, any other genre that wasn't science, those were a lot easier classes for me to get an A in, and I was a lot more in love with the actual content. I never thought about, on my free time, double bonds, trans bonds. I never thought about bottlenecks and genetics in my free time. Those aspects of the journey of becoming a doctor, the process, I was never actually in love with. I knew that I had to take those classes to be eligible to take the MCAT and apply for medical school, what the end goal was in mind. But it wasn't until I actually took my first official MCAT class and I had to revisit all of those subjects again, the bio, the orgo, the biochem, that I had a bit of an awakening moment of, I'm done. I'm not going to keep coming back to these books and these chapters, lying to myself, pretending that I'm interested in the material because I'm not. It doesn't spark any creative or interesting flame within me. And so that's one thing that I want to point out to you in today's episode is understanding, are you actually in love with the process of what you do? Whatever your field is, whether that's education, law, medicine, business, finance, whatever it is, are there aspects of the process that are appealing to you, that you think about on your free time, that you will look up podcasts to learn more about or read research articles to learn more about? Things that are odd that you can't even talk to other people about because they're so niche and particular in your field. Because if that is absent from your experience, then that might be an indicator that you are not in a field that is stimulating you creatively, that you can be passionate about or you can fall in love with. And that's a sign to pay attention to, because we already know when you get the outcome, when you get the degree, when you get the job, when you get the title, that is a short-lived dopamine hit of excitement. You feel good. Everyone congratulates you. It's very impressive. You should be proud of that. And also, that feeling does not linger. You are going to have to show up in that job day in and day out and work through the day-by-day processes of whatever goal you just attained. And so if you are not in love with some aspect of that process, or if you don't feel excited to engage with it on a daily and weekly and monthly basis, then that is a sign we have to pay attention to, that your dreams may not have been nurtured out of you, but rather prescribed to you. Something you picked up along the way, thought was a good idea, but maybe didn't fully interpret if it was a good fit for you. The second part of this is understanding your gifts. So part of my philosophy as a coach is, in order to live a happy life, in order to live a fulfilled life, you want to live an authentic life. That means getting as much alignment as you can with your feelings and your thoughts and your actions. How you feel about the world, how you think about the world is ideally aligning with what you're doing in the world, and you're not showing up for yourself or in spaces in inauthentic ways, hanging out with people that don't particularly mesh with who you are, showing up at jobs where you're engaging in skills and aspects that aren't in alignment with who you are, spending your free time in activities that aren't in alignment with who you are. This creates that slow disconnect, that slow feeling of, I don't feel a sense of purpose. I don't feel a sense of fulfillment. We need authenticity. You need to understand what your values are, what you care about, what you want your tombstone to say about who you were as a person, and then exercise those as much as you can in your day-to-day life. And the other part of this is sharing your gifts with the world. So whether or not you're aware of what those are, we all have gifts. Gifts in the sense of abilities, qualities, skills that I'm not saying you are perfect at them from day one, but that you may have an edge up on the average person with that particular skill. That might be you're a really attentive listener. You're an extremely good communicator. You're very good at parsing through research and pulling out the topics of interest. You're a fast reader. You're a creative thinker. You're a systems-based person. You can get lost in spreadsheets and minutiae, and you love falling in love with those micro aspects of knowledge. There is some gift that you have that when you are able to share that with the world, you feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment, and like you have a privilege to exercise whatever this gift is for yourself on a daily basis. That is how we avoid burnout. That is how we avoid feeling like we are in jobs or showing up at day-to-day at work sites that aren't necessarily things we're passionate about. So if we think back to my example, my gift was never medicine. It was never science. It wasn't my ability to sift through research and come up with conclusions that other people couldn't. My gift, for the longest that I can remember, has always been being a good listener. I love listening and asking questions and being curious about people's experiences, their lived experiences. probably to a fault sometimes, where some people might say, hey, man, we just met. How are you asking me these questions already about my life? But for better or worse, this is what I grew up with. This is how I learned to navigate the world. This is how I learned to be safe in the world. This is how I learned to show my value in the world, is by being a good listener. And so if I had known this earlier on in my pre-med journey, I probably would have strayed away from the direction I was heading into. Maybe something more so in the realm of therapy, social work, psychology, counseling. That likely would have helped me nurture these natural gifts of mine, these qualities that I'm good at, as opposed to getting bogged down in books and science and diagnoses and impairments and things that don't necessarily have much of a connection to me listening to people. So to wrap this up, on one hand, I want you to ask yourself, are you in love with the process? Are there aspects of your job or your potential job that you really look forward to? The boring parts, the nuances, the niche aspects of your work that excite you? Because if that's the case, then you are likely going to be able to fall in love with the process and stick with this field for the long run. And also, are you able to nurture your gifts in your field? Is there some alignment between how your brain works and how you interact with the world and the work that you do? Are you then able to grow that gift and muscle? I think one of the saddest things that we do to kids, especially young kids, is we prescribe dreams on them and we tell them, what are the acceptable professions to walk into? What are the lofty dreams that you want to abandon as early as possible and get real, get with the program? We don't give people a chance to interrogate themselves and ask themselves, what do I care about? What do I want to pursue? Any field that you look up to in the creative sense, music, art, fashion, whatever genre of creativity you want to think about, there are people in positions that you might look up to and feel inspired by, and that's because they pursued their gift. They nurtured that dream within them. They were clearly walking away from the paradigm of, this is unrealistic, you shouldn't do this kind of work for yourself, how are you going to make a living off of that? And I want to leave you with this to wrap this up for you. Before you start pondering the question of what you want to do in your next career, what job you want to participate in, what job even you want your kids to aspire to do, before you answer those questions of what do I want to do, ask yourself, who are you? Who do you want to be? What are the values, the skills, the qualities that you have and are important to you? Because that's going to be your North Star. That's going to be the compass that points you in the direction of, okay, this particular field is probably going to be more in alignment with who I am versus this one where I'm never able to exercise any of the values that matter to me and I can't be the kind of person that I want to become in this practice. So push all that to the side, that pressure to pick something that is safe and stable and makes sense on paper, because I promise you there is not sustainability in that approach. At some point or another, you will likely burn out and feel a great disconnect between you and your work if you're pursuing something based on variables and metrics that don't have to do with you as a person. It is the single most important question to answer when you're trying to exercise any change, take any leap of faith, do anything for yourself. You need to know who you are first. What aspects of your personality do you want embodied in that work that you're doing? That's going to move you in the right direction 10 times out of 10. So I want to hear from you. Drop it down in the comments or shoot me a message. Do you feel like someone whose dreams were prescribed to them? Do you feel like you chose the field that you're working in more so based off the expectations of others or the expectations of society or even the expectations of a younger version of yourself that didn't actually know yourself? Do you resonate with that? Or do you feel like you lucked out and you were able to, for the most part, interrogate who you are, what you want it to be, and then align your career interests with that person? I'd love to hear your story. Let me know about what you got going on. Drop it in the comments. Otherwise, till next time.
Peace.